February 1st, 10, how would you decide whether to re-implement a WinForms module or wrap and gradually phase it out? Audio. The decision to re-implement a WinForms module versus wrapping and gradually phasing it out depends on a combination of factors: technical complexity, business criticality, time constraints, risk tolerance, and team capacity. I approach it as a strategic trade-off between disruption versus long-term value. 1. Analyze module complexity and coupling. If the module is highly complex, deeply integrated with legacy systems, and hard to understand, wrapping it initially might be safer. For self-contained modules with fewer dependencies, re-implementation is usually more feasible and clean. 2. Evaluate business criticality and stability. Modules that are critical to operations, with low tolerance for bugs or downtime, are better candidates for wrapping first, to ensure stability. If the module is less critical or often changing, re-implementing may allow faster modernization with less long-term technical debt. 3. Consider existing test coverage. Modules with good test coverage can be re-implemented with greater confidence. If there are no tests, wrapping may allow gradual understanding and parallel testing of the new implementation. 4. Time and budget constraints. If the project is time-sensitive, wrapping enables the team to defer complete re-implementation while making incremental improvements. With adequate time and budget, re-implementing avoids accumulating legacy debt and offers better long-term maintainability. 5. User experience and UI requirements. If the goal is to improve UX significantly, a re-implementation in Angular will be necessary. If the UI is expected to remain nearly identical, wrapping could allow for backend/API modernization first without redesigning the UI yet. 6. Migration strategy alignment. If the overall migration approach is module by module, we can wrap first to isolate the module behind a service layer or interop layer. Then incrementally rebuild it in Angular/.NET, running both in parallel until validated. 7. Compliance and validation. In regulated environments like pharma or food, any change can trigger revalidation. Wrapping allows continued use of validated legacy code while minimizing risk and easing the transition. Conclusion: I would use a hybrid approach, wrap modules that are complex, critical, or poorly understood to ensure business continuity, and re-implement modules that are simpler, better documented, or offer high ROI when modernized. The goal is to deliver value early while reducing risk and technical debt over time.